This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment to press freedom and human rights. Prime Minister Oli says MCC to be passed during the winter session of the Federal Parliament. Health Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal says necessary preparations underway to bring Nepali students living in Wuhan of China back to the country. And death toll from coronavirus in China reaches 490. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held a discussion with editors of various private media houses at his official residence in Balwatar yesterday evening. Prime Minister's press adviser Surya Thapa said matters relating to contemporary political issues were discussed during the meeting. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli told the editors that the government was fully committed to press freedom and human rights and there was no need to harbour any doubts over it. He said that the government was ready to make corrections if it had carried out any anti-press freedom act. The Prime Minister also shared that the Millennium Challenge Corporation Agreement would be passed by the winter session of the Parliament. Meanwhile, Prime Minister and Nepal Communist Party Chair KP Sharma Oli has claimed that no other party than the ruling Communist Party can work in an objective manner for justice, equality and prosperity. Addressing the Unity Declaration and Central Committee Oath-Taking Program of the Communist Party-affiliated All Nepal Women's Association in Kathmandu yesterday, he said it was the Communist Party that fought to ensure 33% representation of women in every organ of the state. Stating that the present government was a speeding up development, he said the Communist Party would win a two-third majority in the next elections. He also urged the Communist Party leaders and cadres not to run after the rumours created by some section of the media about majority and minority groups in the party and instead work towards building a just and equitable society. Four different bills was tabled in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives. Minister of Finance Dr. Yuvraj Khadiora had tabled the Public Debt Management Bill, the bill relating to banking and financial institutions First Amendment, the bill related to Nepal Rashtra Bank Third Amendment and bill related to Securities First Amendment. Meanwhile, reports of parliamentary committees were also presented in the full meeting of the House yesterday. Chairperson of Women and Social Development Committee Niru Devi Pal presented the committee's report on Senior Citizen First Amendment Bill, while Chairperson of the Education and Health Committee Jaipuri Gharti presented the committee's report on Uranium Bill in the meeting. Likewise, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota informed the meeting about the name of the additional members of the Education and Health Committee. Earlier in the 0 hour of the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, the lawmakers sought the government response and preparations against the disease, condition of Nepali students in China and other related issues. Lawmakers including Dilendra Prasad Badu and Dibyamani Raj Bhandari raised concerns over the provision of quarantine for air passengers coming to Nepal from China, isolated site to keep students evacuated from China and other issues. Similarly, lawmaker Dila Sangraula asked whether the exorbitant fees collected from the students by the medical colleges were returned or not. The House of Representatives yesterday also passed a condolence proposal on the demise of former lawmaker Sriram Shrestha. Shrestha was elected to the National Assembly on a Nepali Congress seat in the election held in 1991. Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal has said the government is on high alert in case of the possible risk of coronavirus infections. Taking special time in a session of the House of Representatives yesterday, the health minister said though 13 students returned from China were suspected of being infected with the virus, however their lab tests were negative. The health minister further said ample publicity materials had been produced giving information about the virus and measures to be safe from it. Minister Dhakal said preparations were on for a media briefing every day in the evening. The minister added that the government was preparing to bring back all Nepali home who wished to return from China. According to the Nepali embassy in China, it had received 180 applications from Nepali requesting their home return to the home. Likewise, Minister Dhakal informed the House that the government had ensured the lab test of virus in 3 hospitals and 43 beds had been set for the infected people. China has said that Nepali nationals are well protected and no Nepali national has been infected by the novel coronavirus. In an interview with the Nepali media, Chinese ambassador to Nepal Hu Yangqi said that the Chinese foreign ministry, concerned universities and the local governments were committed to provide the logistics to the Nepali students residing there, saying that some media outlets had reported that some Nepali nationals were blocked when they wanted to leave China. Ambassador Yangqi clarified that the reason for stopping them was their high body temperature, which could mean a possible infection. The Chinese government said that if the Nepali side insisted on evacuating its nationals, it was advised that the Nepali people should be fully prepared, that the Nepali government rather should be fully prepared in terms of airport quarantine, epidemic prevention and control, and should seek the advice of the WHO representative in Nepal to prevent the spread of the virus. Chinese Ambassador Yangqi also informed that President Bidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli had sent letters to Chinese leaders expressing their appreciation for China's effort to curb the spread of the epidemic and gratitude to the Chinese government for taking care of Nepali nationals in China after the outbreak of the novel coronavirus. The Hotel Association of Nepal has said that the hospitality sector in the country has taken complete preventive measures against the possible risk of coronavirus. At a news conference in the capital yesterday, the association said that tourists had not cancelled their hotel booking in Nepal and ruled out the rumours regarding the spread of it. The association was responding to the media reports on the cancellation of hotel bookings by tourists amid the threat of coronavirus. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has said negative things that had come out regarding the Millennium Challenge Corporation came in an exaggerated and sponsored way. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Press Organization Nepal at Tamgas of Gulmi District yesterday, Minister Gyawali said nobody should attempt to make the relations with the friendly country bitter through unnecessary talks regarding the MCC. Speaker of the House of Representatives Agni Prasad Sapkota met the Japan's ambassador Masamichi Saigo yesterday. During the meeting that took place at the Federal Parliament Secretariat based on Speaker's office, Japanese Ambassador Saigo, on behalf of the people and government of Japan, extended best wishes to the Speaker. In response, Speaker Sapkota thanked the government of Japan for its continued support to Nepal's development endeavours. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in China has reached 490 as of now after Hubei, the province where the virus is thought to have originated, reported 65 people had died from the flu-like infection. China's National Health Commission said the number of confirmed infections in the country rose to 24,324 after an additional 3,887 people were diagnosed with the virus. Other countries have rushed to evacuate their citizens from Hubei and its capital city Wuhan, while many have also imposed extraordinary travel restrictions on travelers to and from China. The head of the World Health Organization has called for greater solidarity among the international community. Likewise, 10 people on board a cruise liner docked in the Japanese port of Yokohama have tested positive for coronavirus. Japan's health minister said on Wednesday a figure could arise as medical screening of thousands of patients and crew continued. Meanwhile, the virus, which has infected thousands of people, closed borders and put parts of China into lockdown, does not yet have a proper name. It has been referred to as the coronavirus, but that is the name of the group of the viruses it belongs to. It has also been given the temporary title 2019 NCOV. A group of scientists has been grappling behind closed doors to find the proper term. Sources say now the scientists are close to announce the proper name. The wife of the Prime Minister of Lesotho is to be charged with murdering his previous wife. First Lady Masaya Thabane handed herself in to be questioned by the police in the Southern African Mountain Kingdom. Prime Minister Thomas Thabane has also been questioned about the killing. His estranged wife, Lopeno Thabane, was shot outside her home in the capital, Maseru, 2 days before his inauguration in 2017. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of the eastern hilly region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 17.3 degrees Celsius and minimum of 3.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment to press freedom and human rights. Prime Minister Oli says MCC to be passed during the winter session of the Federal Parliament. Health Minister Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal says necessary preparations underway to bring Nepali students living in Wuhan of China back to Nepal. And death toll from coronavirus in China reaches 490. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.